I have some questions that I need to ask ask our good friend ChatGPT.
Okay.
Let's see. Just a second.
Typing away.
Who are the best pokey podcasters?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's loading.
How many? Is it like a list or is it just?
It's a list. Yeah. It's a top 10.
Okay.
So we've got the obvious ones. We got Tyranitar 2.
T-Tar 2.
We've got, you know, Alpha Red.
A-Drive's got to be on there.
Yeah, A-Drive's, you know, all these.
Hey, you probably got a Pimp Knight.
Pimp Knight's on there, too. Yeah. What's this?
Who's that?
Do you know Bellhop Productions?
What is that? Bellhop Productions?
Yeah.
It sounds like a production. It sounds like it has nothing to do with Pokemon.
Yeah, no. I'm looking on the description. It gives a little description of each
What's
one.
What's it say about that?
It says it's a men's rights activist.
On this episode of the Bells and Whistles podcast, we ask ChatGPT who the 10 best Pokemon are, and we debate them to the death. All that and much, much more on this episode on the Bells and Whistles podcast. Run that intro! And keep your wife in the kitchen.
I give you all of me.
I'll tell you.
What you got for me?
I got a good feeling about this one.
Yeah. What's your big
good feeling about
you
this?
You feel like we're moving on up?
I feel like we're really starting to hit our stride. As
you know, 3 miles per hour. Yeah. No, I think we're there.
Hey, welcome back. Bells and Whistles podcast. Ryan Quigley, Eve from Bernie. Are you okay? Are you doing well?
Come over here.
I'll tell them. They don't realize this because they're seeing this every Wednesday. Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. Today, it's my aunt's birthday. No, it's President's Day. Who's your favorite president?
My favorite president? There's a right answer.
There's also
Grover Cleveland.
Right. How many presidents can you name, you think?
Probably 2.
I think I hit a wall. Maybe 8 or 9.
I think I know from Clinton to Bush. Right. Anything after that, I'm done.
You never had to like do a test where you had to name a bunch of them?
Yeah, no.
Them
yeah,
down?
It was that in the states. I could do.
You think you
could
name all
50
states?
At one point, I could. And their capitals.
No.
Yeah, I could.
Capital of Alaska.
Juneau.
Capital of North Dakota.
I don't know that one. It was how crazy. There was a part of you that was really shaken when I said Juneau.
Yeah, a little bit. I was like, oh my God, I've unlocked something.
Yeah.
We become a geography channel. You know,
there was something very intimidating by that.
No,
I was really excited by that.
How many digits of pi? We just go. How many obnoxious things can you name, huh?
I think I can name 2 hosts of a podcast.
Kids. Speaking of that, I'm a little sleepy. I'm coming off of. I can't tell.
Are you on Dayquil these
No,
days?
I'm not on. I was on Dayquil yesterday. Ozempic, I'm on. I would love to be on Ozempic.
That would be very cool.
Put me on Ozempic.
It's for
dude.
Diabetes.
It's for overweight people. It curbs your appetite.
But it wasn't originally for that, was it?
Well, what is anything originally?
I thought it was
for?
Like originally for like depression or something.
Yeah, this is the same argument as, you know, God made Adam and Eve or Adam and Steve. Like it's what we have
I don't
now.
Know if it's the same argument.
To me it's the same. no, but I don't know what the origin of it was.
Yeah.
You know, you ever read about Louis Pasteur? He's found it by accident, you know?
He found it by... Oh, you're talking about...
what's it called? When you take the medicine.
Yeah.
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics, ibuprofen.
It's a fungus.
It's a fungus. Among us.
Fungus among us. We went through that before in the past.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah.
No, it's...
You're a little sleepy.
I'm a little sleepy.
I'm a little worn down.
I'm a little hungover, too.
Are you really?
I was out drinking yesterday. I went to the St. John's game. Go Johnnies.
Go Johnnies, huh?
Yeah.
The St. John's, well, how'd they do?
They won. They're a top...
Oh, this is so good. You didn't tell me that.
I didn't play. They're one of they're like a top 10, 15 team in the country.
Did you play when you were there?
No, it's Why a not? D1 school. The starter, the, sure. Yeah, no, they're good this year. For my whole experience with St. John's, they were god awful.
Yeah,
they were terrible.
Oh.
And I hate it. I could talk talk shit about college basketball forever because I'm an NBA guy. Oh. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
I'm a Knicks guy. I'm an NBA guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And all college basketball is it's the NBA except significantly worse in every way possible.
Okay.
The only way that it's better, many would argue, is that it's more competitive. Anyone can beat anyone.
Yeah, yeah, and that feels like it. That's,
and
that's good.
And why is that?
Well, because everybody's a little junior.
Everybody's
junior weenie.
Everybody, you know, kind of sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you like watching people who are kind of bad at their job,
yeah,
college basketball might be for you.
Well, that's kind of exciting. You never know what you're going to get.
Life's like a box of chocolates, they say.
I feel like – I've said this before. I feel like I could be a profound – like have a profound gambling addiction. I really do feel like
do
I
you
have
really?
That within me. Yeah.
Have you ever made a bet?
Never once in my life.
Why not?
I'm scared if I start, I won't stop.
You just got to win once. You just got to win once.
Yeah, you just got to win once. It's That's true. All you need. No, I don't – because I love the chance of it. I think there's a part of me that thinks that's why I like doing it, like acting so much.
Really?
Is because I'm so – I'm so addicted to the random chance of like, oh, what's gonna is what's a little audition's gonna pop up? Yeah, maybe.
There's something about this that isn't passing the smell test.
It probably not,
because I know you.
Yeah,
and with respect.
No,
you're a cheap bastard.
Sure,
you can't be losing money on what you would do. What Mike LaMarca will do is he'll do, like, you know, you understand what a parlay is? Not to mansplain to you.
What a parlay?
A parlay. Betting, for the kids at home.
Yeah, no, you make a little bet, and it's not a real bet.
So for also you, a parlay is when you say, okay, I'm going to pick these five things to happen.
Yeah.
With a five-leg parlay.
Yeah.
The Yankees need to win. Aaron Judge needs to hit a home run. Jalen Brunson needs to have 30.
Yeah.
The Rangers win and the Islanders lose.
Yeah.
If those things all happen,
yeah,
you win the bet.
Yeah.
And the more legs that you put on, the crazier the odds get.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So guys will do 15, 20-leg parlays of ridiculous bets.
Yeah, yeah.
And Mike will do these, but he'll put down like 75 cents to win like $45.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think you could get behind that.
Yeah, I kind of like that sort of thing. Yeah. I don't know. I think the thing that I love is random chance. I think that's what I'm so intrigued.
But that's
by.
Not really what sports betting is.
I know. But I feel like I would be. That's why I'm not so worried about that. But I think like a casino or something like that.
Oh, you want to go to Vegas?
If I go to Vegas, I'm like, I think I could have a gambling addiction because I'm like, oh, I just love the little random.
You
chance
want a little slot?
I think that's all real fun.
Ka-chung.
Real fun.
Yeah.
Blackjack.
Blackjack, I'm not a gambler. I'm risk averse, as you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. That's what makes us so good.
That's what makes this podcast so damn good. You want to know what I like about the Bells and Whistles podcast?
Your stance on gambling.
One of them's risk averse, and the other one likes taking chances.
That's my favorite bit. That's what they like. Hey, what's your favorite part about us?
Yeah, write it in the comments.
Comment
of the day. What's your favorite part about Ryan and Aoife?
Yeah, what's your favorite thing that we do?
Comment of the day.
Yeah, comment of the day.
Does anybody want to get farted this week? That was my favorite fucking bit we've ever come up with. And everybody ignored it. You guys wouldn't know comedy if it bit you on the ass.
If it farted on you.
If it farted on you. That's genius.
Yeah. That's been good. It's coming around. I think after 200 episodes, when we have more episodes than we have subscribers.
This might be our 140th or something or so. So it's where I don't. We haven't hit 150 yet. I can assure you of that.
Thank God.
So we're not at 200 quite yet. If you count Pokidokus, maybe that's a different thing. So this is what we're going to do today. Yeah. AI has been in the news.
Has it really?
I really don't think so.
Let me check and see.
See if there's anything in the news with AI. But we're going to go back to our old friend ChatGPT. I quite like ChatGPT.
Here's in my news. It says Elon Musk ridiculed a blind person.
Damn it.
Then a mob went to work. Washington
Fuck.
Post.
Yeah, no, Elon needs the pipe down. So this is what we're going to do. Like, I asked ChatGPT, hey, chat. I call him chat. Give me the 10 best Pokemon ever.
What?
Ooh. And we're going to debate ChatGPT, you and I
think we can
see if
that.
we can agree or disagree
yes,
with
it. Yes.
So do you want to go 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
Let's see. Let's do 10 to 1.
It's
kind of a
weird ass, basic ass. It's a weird one. It's a weird
list.
Let's
see. I want to know what they
it's
think
kinda
the best
like a
one
shill
is
mod.
By the end. It's a shill mod?
This is kind of... So these Pokemon, this is like
what is
how,
the metric that we're basing this on?
This is how it, like, you know, this is how... Do we want to go by metrics? I just said the 10 best. And then
now
at the end, it lists the 10, and it says, these Pokemon are celebrated for their design, lore, competitive viability, and nostalgic value.
Okay.
So it's kind of an aggregate... Whatever.
It's going to have, like, Charizard and nonsense in there.
These
I'm
are
sure.
the 10 best Pokemon of all time, considering popularity, competitive strength, and cultural impact.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's see.
Agree or disagree? You want to go from 10 to 1?
Yeah, let's do 10 to 1.
Coming in at number 10. You have a guess?
Can I say it's an early, it's probably an early one, right?
It's a Gen 1-er.
It's a Gen 1-er, right?
Yeah.
Gosh. Can I say something like a Venusaur?
It's not Venusaur. No Venusaur on the list. Coming in at number 10,
Venusaur
kids,
on the list.
Is Gyarados.
Gyarados,
an iconic powerhouse with a memorable evolution from the weak Magikarp. Interesting. Gyarados is sick. Everybody can...
I do like Gyarados.
I like Gyarados. I don't know if it makes my top 10 Pokemon ever, if I'm being honest.
I hate to side with ChatGPT on this.
Yeah, okay.
But I do think that the ramifications of Gyarados are widespread. I think it's not only was it a very good Pokemon then, it's still a good Pokemon now, and there's always some kind of knockoff Gyarados, don't you feel, ever since?
Yeah, do tell. What are you talking about?
You know, there's always...
Dondozo.
Yeah, I'm saying there's always a little guy that you're like, oh, look at that little guy. And then it turns into a big guy by the end of it.
How many of those are there?
They have that with, like, Feebas.
Oh.
They do it with, like...
okay.
Yeah, or, like, how they'll do... Like how, what's it called? This is maybe cheating a little bit, but like how the what's it, Seismitoad, the little tiny, the little, it starts
maybe
with that little tiny guy.
Big old.
Yeah, and then it turns into a big old toad. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just feel like they've.
I don't know. I think it's fair that it's Gyarados is the best to do that.
Yeah.
Go from an ugly little fucking loser to something badass.
Mm-hmm.
The old, you know.
The old 1-2.
The old glow up.
Yeah, the old glow
up. Yeah, so maybe.
So I think that's what's kind of cool about Gyarados.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
You're going to despise number 9.
Number 9?
Number 9. You're gonna really disagree with.
Ooh.
You might not be able to disagree with it, but you're gonna really fucking hate it.
I'm worried. Is it like something like Greninja or Lucario?
It's
Lucario.
Number
right?
9 is
I figured,
Lucario.
Yeah,
Lucario,
know.
Known for its unique fighting steel typing and popularity in both anime and games.
Anime and games, man.
Which is true. It's true.
Shit, dude,
I don't
they made
know.
Games too.
This to me is taking it too far.
Uh-huh.
This is too far.
This is a shill move.
It's a shill. It's a bunch of shillmon is what it really is. It's kind of a...
Can I argue this? I feel like I can, but the damn thing's in Smash, too, isn't it?
It really
you know?
Is. It's a
but
fucking...
But then is Incineroar on this list?
No.
Okay, good. So I think I can make an argument that... I don't know. I get why everybody likes Lucario. It's popular. It's all this stuff. Yeah.
Really quick,
yeah. Sure. You.
I feel like Lucario is an industry plant.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a little something
feels,
of an industry
it,
plant.
There's
here.
Something very Kevin Hart about Lucario to me. That I'm like, I feel like I had no choice to opt in or out of Lucario.
It's true.
It
and
was
you
just
know,
given to
well,
me.
Well, I'll go so far as to say, remember in X and Y.
I was there.
You were there. Yeah, but where were you on January 6th?
Guys, cut the camera. Yeah.
Remember in X and Y, you get like halfway through the game, you're like, oh, look at this, I'm having a fun time, blah, 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 blah. Then they give you Lucario. You don't have a choice. You
just
get
take,
Lucario.
You just fucking
and
get
it's a mega. So what are you going to do? You're not going to use this mega Lucario?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're absolutely right. This is kind of like we're being spoon-fed this Pokemon in a
you
way.
You have no choice.
In a way. I understand that they really want us to like him. I feel like we'll see how this all shapes out. I can see why he's maybe number 9, but
yeah.
But if there are certain ones that I really love that aren't on this list, I think Lucario is the first I boot.
Well, you see how far you go, because you want to talk about being spoon fed. You want to talk about a true industry plant.
You want to talk about the industry plant. Okay, wow.
I'm not going with any of the starters. Well, I mean, technically is a starter.
Oh,
that's right. Coming in number 8,
Pikachu.
Eevee.
What?
Eevee, loved for its multiple evolutions, appealing to different play styles and aesthetics.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
everybody
I get
loves
it.
An Eevee.
Everybody loves an Eevee.
Everybody loves an Eevee.
I guess when you're trying to cover all the bases, you got to put Eevee. I feel like.
Can I make an argument? This is maybe a controversial statement.
What is that?
I feel like if they didn't have Eevee, there wouldn't be any women that played Pokemon.
I think that's a fantastic.
Can I make that point? I feel like every time I meet, and this is not to generalize.
Yeah.
But every time I meet, you know, a gamer girl. So to speak. You know, a little peek, a little Pokemon fan.
A little girl always who got likes having her breasts out and playing a fucking Fortnite.
I'm not saying that.
I took it too far.
I don't, and you did. Oh, it's my bad. You did. It's but yeah, bad. A girl with her breasts. No. I don't know what argument I'm trying to make here either.
I had no idea what you're thinking.
All I'm saying is that every time, every like little channel, every little YouTuber,
you
all this stuff,
streamer.
There's always a little stuffed Eevee. There's always a little stuff or a variation of it, right?
I understand.
And people like that.
Yeah.
People like that, but I think the ladies, this one's for the ladies in the audience.
This one is really for the ladies.
I think they really like it.
I said, what can we do for the ladies today?
Yeah, we said that before the camera.
We said that before.
And we didn't donate anything.
Actually, do you remember what I said before we turned the camera off? I said, you want to know what women love to eat? The best thing a woman could say in bed is?
Yeah.
I said, ow. And that's the truth, kids. Write that down.
I didn't want to have you like take it away from you.
Yeah, I wanted
But
it.
You wanted to do that. That's
I wanted
good.
It back.
Eevee is popular. Eevee should be there. It should probably be on this list. We'll see. When they got creative. I get that. I think it's
Can we get a good evolution? Can we do something with Eevee that isn't fucking Sylveon or something fucking... Can we do something cool with Eevee?
I think Eevee's got to have we'd have a little ghost one where it had just a couple of bones floating around.
Oh, I don't want it to be bones. I don't like when things...
What do you want a ghost one?
I don't want anything. I want it to be a ghost. I want it to be fluttery and fucking translucent and spooky.
Well, it'll be a couple of bones floating in the translucent thing. And then maybe it'll be holding a bone because it's a dog.
Yeah, I think that's... I don't know. What are you... What? What are you talking about? It's a dog? Eevee's a dog?
Well, what is it supposed to be?
It's a little feline fox cat thing.
A little fox cat.
It's definitely not canine.
Well, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. No. I don't know what it is. I think it should be, maybe it's a little. I don't know.
I want it to look kind of like Gengar. I want it to be.
No, I think we already have Gengar. I think it should look like the dog from Nightmare Before Christmas.
I don't want anything with skeletons, man.
It's not a skeleton. It's a little sheet.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
dog,
you can get
you know?
Me into that.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Okay, yeah, I'm in. Number 7 is kind of irrefutable. For me, it's a little low on the list.
Okay.
It's our first pseudo-legendary, kids. That's right. Garchomp.
Garchomp.
A fan-favorite pseudo-legendary with high attack and speed.
Yes.
Love me, Garchomp.
Garchomp's a must.
Kind
7
a
is
must.
Surprising. But
well,
is it...
surprising.
It's... Well, this goes to show because I would argue that Garchomp is the definitive pseudo legendary, don't you think? So does that mean that we don't get any more pseudos on this list?
These are your words. You stop trying to forecast the list.
Let the list happen to you.
Yeah.
I'm just a little scared to let things happen to me.
But also, it is our only pseudo legendary.
Yes.
I can confirm it's our only pseudo
legendary.
Okay,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, I
love Garchomp. It's cool. It's sick. It's when we're talking competitive viability,
yeah.
You kind of lost me with the Eevee, and
okay.
you even kind of lose me with the Lucario.
Okay.
Garchomp, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When we get to 5, I want to make a guess at what's yet to come. Can I make a guess?
Is that bad podcasting, though? Because what if you get them all right?
No, I won't get them all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. But, like, what if you get number 1?
No, I won't get number one.
Okay, all right, whatever. So let's go to six.
Because I'm not going
to
do it.
No. So let's go to number six.
Okay,
huh?
But Garchomp being there is surprising, but I guess not. I guess Garchomp isn't really being as low as it is.
Oh, being as low.
But I guess Garchomp isn't like it doesn't really have like the anime cutesy factor yeah, that some of these other ones do.
Precisely. Yes. It's true. Well, I'll tell you what number six is. Number six will make you go, whoa, what are we doing? That's what I'm doing here. Because number six...
Is it Breaksin? Is it
No,
that thing?
No, okay, then maybe it won't make you... For me, number six, for ChatGPT, number six, is Rayquaza.
Rayquaza.
Number six. Legendary dragon flying type with an overpowered mega evolution.
Okay. Well, I guess if you're counting the mega with it...
But I mean, like, you know...
It's still surprising, but then you also have to think... I feel like more so than even Groudon or Kyogre, Rayquaza kind of represents Gen 3, and Gen 3 is everybody's kind of a lot of people's favorite one. So there's that, maybe that's playing into it too. It is surprising. I'd say that Garchomp I think is more popular than Rayquaza.
Yeah, but so you say that in one side of your mouth. On the other, I've said several times that Rayquaza is easily the best legendary.
I think that Rayquaza should be number one.
Is it the best Pokemon of all time? I don't know.
I don't know. It's one of my. I like it a lot more than most of these ones that we've seen so far. But it's true. I guess maybe it is like a. Well, I'm not going to say anything more, but I will say that it is one of the best legendaries. But I'd be surprised if it's the
that's
only
kind of
one
irrefutable.
Yeah,
isn't it?
I'd be surprised if it's the only one on this list.
Well, let's onward.
Onward and upward.
Onward and upward. Number five. We're halfway there. Someone that I think you resent but I love me dearly. Greninja.
I was going to say it's got to be Greninja's got to be coming. Yes.
Greninja popular for its speed, versatility in battle, and appearances in Super Smash Bros.
Everybody loves, yes. Greninja is one that I think I can argue is deserving of everything that it's achieved in its lifetime.
Greninja is undoubtedly an industry plant that I'm happy with.
Kind of, I think, but I don't think they even expected how, it's like LeBron James a bit, you know? Like, everybody was like, okay, this guy's gonna do good, but then it was like, oh, shit, like, he's really, really good.
Yeah, don't know. I mean, like, they gave Ash Greninja, I think.
I think that was only after they saw how popular it was, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Ash Greninja, I mean, like, look, they'll do... They do Ash Chimico if they want it.
It's true.
RIP Ash. People were asking for it. RIP Ash. Poor guy. Fell off a cliff.
at the end of this, we're going to ask ChatGPT. Did Ash die? So you want to go to number four? You have anything else to say about Greninja?
I like Greninja. I would argue that Lucario needs to be out of Smash, and we could put a more fun one.
I tend to agree.
And Greninja does everything Lucario does, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, don't.
Lucario does everything that Greninja is what Lucario wants to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, there we go. This number four.
Yeah.
It's going to piss you off.
Ooh.
It's going to piss you off. Kind of pisses me off.
Oh.
I understand it, but I'm pissed off.
Oh.
I'm pissed off, see? Coming in number four, Arceus.
Arceus.
Arceus. Known as the original one, it's considered the creator of the Pokemon universe.
Who? I mean, says who?
Hey.
Says me.
Hey, shut the fuck
First
up.
First of all, I'm me personally agnostic. Personally.
Between you and your Arceus.
You know, so ChatGPT, don't go around prescribing my rule. Yeah,
I couldn't have said it better myself.
If I were to go on here and say, well, maybe the next one we do
is... This podcast is a godless place.
We ask GPT, what are the top 10 religions?
Who's the worst religion?
Who is the one true God?
This feels wrong.
This doesn't feel right. Can I say I'm starting to be an Arceus hater?
You're a Pokemon creation universe lore hater.
Oh, I hate that.
You
shit.
You fucking hate
I
that shit.
I think that shit is so stupid.
You hate a
that
fucking
that
dude
big
in
that
his
fucking
basement.
Venn diagram that they put out.
Look, Gyarados is one of the five original Pokemon. He's a servant to Kyogre.
I think that is so dumb.
with the It's like, oh my god, we finally have it in writing. We have it in writing that that Mewtwo is related to Mew.
Did you know that on the third day, Arceus made Mesprit and Azelf, and then Azelf went to tell Kyogre that he needed to make the water? Shut the hell up. But then Celebi came from the past.
I never thought we'd see the day where we got visual confirmation that Dialga is blue.
What is interesting is that pseudo-legendaries are, in fact, more important. It is not just the type.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing is stupid, and Arceus is at the very center of it. But I also don't know. I think he's boring. I don't know.
I'm going to say that
Arceus is your
favorite. I'm going to say that Arceus is on this list. This list, and let's see what they have to say.
What if it wrote back and said, "You're stupid"?
And now it goes, "Fair point." Arceus is definitely powerful lore-wise, but not everyone vibes with it. Here's an updated list without Arceus. Wow!
What's our replacement?
Wow, so it moves everybody up a couple ticks, and then at number 10, it has Blaziken.
Yeah!
That's sick.
Oh, I'm sad that Blaziken isn't on it. I knew that it probably wouldn't be.
It put Blaziken at number 10, one of the most popular starter evolutions with speed boost and a mega evolution.
Dude, I fucking love Blaziken, man. I'm such a basic.
You're a Blaziken whore.
I'm a Blaziken.
It's true. Okay.
I'm a bass guitarist.
So you want to go to number 3.
Yeah.
Slim Pickens.
How is Pikachu not on here yet?
Number 3 is Mewtwo.
I was going to say Mewtwo I thought might be number 2.
I see what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Mewtwo.
Yeah.
All right, surprising, but
a legendary powerhouse with immense psychic abilities and 2 mega forms.
I knew that Mewtwo would be on this list,
yes.
And which is what was surprising that Rayquaza was there, because I was like, oh, that's the legendary.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. I think Mewtwo is worth everything that they. I mean, like now psychic has been kind of nerfed to oblivion,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Mewtwo is still as good.
Mewtwo is sick. Mewtwo is also like, Mewtwo's just fucking badass.
Uh-huh.
Mewtwo is badass, even though he has those testicle feet.
Well, he's got those little testicle feet. And then can I say, is this a thing? You're not a DBZ guy, a Dragon Ball Z.
I'm really not.
You're not so much of a DBZer.
I used to play the video games, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, yeah. But. Is there like a thing in Japan where like, there's a powerful, scary alien man looks like Frieza? Is that like a thing that they know or something like that? You know what I'm talking about? You know Frieza,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know Frieza.
Yeah, because Mewtwo looks like Frieza to me. And I'm like, is this an archetype that is out there? You know, like how...
I mean...
I don't know. It just seems weird that it happened twice. And I feel like there's other ones that... look kind of like that too out there. I couldn't tell you, but it's like,
it sounds like there might just be 2.
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's another one.
Sounds like there might be 2, and they're also different.
They're different, but I feel like they look similar enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
Them up.
See what happens.
I'm gonna see.
Well, do you have any guesses for the final 2?
You kind of got
one.
I know that Pikachu's going to be there, and I think.
Who's the other fellow?
It's got to be Charizard.
Charizard
right?
is number 2 with Pikachu at number 1. Charizard, iconic for its dragon-like design and multiple powerful mega evolutions.
Yes.
That's number 2. And then number 1 is the Pikachu, the franchise's mascot and a fan favorite since the beginning.
Yeah.
I'll come out and say, I don't think Pikachu should be number 1.
I don't think Pikachu should. I honestly thought Charizard was going to be number 1 and Pikachu might be number 2.
I think that's the way it probably should. I think Pikachu should have been farther down the list. Pikachu is not that good, dude.
No, it's not. He's not fun at all to play with.
He's not that good.
I mean,
good.
Unless you give him a light ball. But I do, I agree. But Volt also, tackle. Like, I understand that this is not just video games. Pikachu exists. As like it would be saying like who's the best Disney character and it's not Mickey Mouse. Like I understand that, but it also isn't Mickey Mouse. It's technically Pepe the Shrimp from the Muppets.
I would argue that, but no, but it's like if you're taking everything into account, Pikachu sucks kind of as a Pokemon, bro.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, yeah. But he's the mascot of everything.
If he was number 8,
I'd be like, fuck yeah, dude.
All
right,
fine.
Sounds about right.
If he replaced Eevee on this list.
Eevee
I'd
being
be like,
there is surprising to me now that we know all these things.
Yeah.
This is curious to me. This
you
is,
want to say, so should we say any, should we have any clapbacks? So the way ChatGPT has it, to give everybody at home what they want. Number 1, Pikachu. Number 2, Charizard. Number 3, Mewtwo. 4, Greninja. Rayquaza, Garchomp, Eevee, Lucario, Gyarados, and now Blaziken at number 10.
Yeah, yeah, instead of Arceus.
Should I say anything back to them?
I don't know, because then they'll just keep giving us new ones. I'd be surprised. I'd be curious what they do instead of Lucario, but I also feel like it's got to be either like a Blastoise or
I'll say
it won't
Eevee,
be surprising.
And Lucario are stupid too.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Lucario are stupid too.
Two.
Let's see what they got. All right, let's get even spicier with this list.
Yeah.
Kicking out Eevee and Lucario, bringing in some heavy hitters.
Oh, boy. Oh, golly.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
They're like, now at number 9 and 10, you have Ghislaine Maxwell.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
This is crazy. No. So number 10 is Tyranitar. That's
okay.
Kind of interesting to me.
That's
number,
interesting.
That's number 10,
me.
A pseudo legendary with rock solid power and intimidating presence. That
doesn't surprise me.
I
I'm glad to. I'm,
I
expected as much to have another pseudo.
Now,
yes.
Number 9 is nuts.
Whoa.
Give me a guess.
I'm trying to think of what is something that we haven't covered yet. Maybe like is it Incineroar?
Number 9 is Snorlax.
Snorlax!
Snorlax,
oh,
a tanky
wow.
Classic known for its massive HP and lovable lazy.
I should have gone for Gen 1. It was always they always
it's
do those
true.
First ones. Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to ask. I'm going to say, do you know...
the Muffin Man.
No, I'm going to say, do you know Ryan and Ephraim from Bellhop Productions?
Let's see what he says. I'm not familiar with Ryan and Ephraim Productions, but I can look for them for you. One sec. Ryan and Quigley and Ephraim Birdie are the
Are
the creative minds behind Bellhop Productions, a company they co-founded to produce original content. Ryan, a former child actor, transitioned into production to take control of his creative endeavors. And then there's a link to RogerPaulinc.com. Together, they host the Bells and Whistles podcast, a weekly show where they engage in humorous discussions on various topics, and it gives a link to our podcast feed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
I'm glad they didn't say anything about me.
Their content is available on platforms like Spotify and YouTube.
Uh-huh.
For a glimpse into their dynamic, here's a short video featuring Ryan and Ephraim, Bellhop's first live, featuring Ephraim Birdie.
Crazy that that doesn't feature you.
Yeah, not at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a little sticker thing.
I kind of liked that.
Well, it's gone now.
It's gone now. There it is. Here, can I have it back?
Please. Thanks.
Yeah, that's really funny.
That's very funny. I'm glad that they did that. I'll tell you, they're getting pretty good with
they're
this
getting,
shit.
They're
AI's
pretty
getting pretty
good.
Good.
I didn't realize I was on Roger Paul.
You're still, of course you are.
Oh, wow. There I am.
Of course you are. I want to tell you, earlier today I had a little, I made this, a goof. I was talking to somebody in rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call, like, a croissant with, like, ham and cheese in it? Is that still, like,
a ham and cheese croissant?
Is that, like, does that have a name, do you feel? Because I thought it was, like, a croquette or something like that.
No, you're thinking of, like, a croque monsieur.
That's what I was thinking,
a croque
right?
monsieur, which is a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. What, yeah. And what's the difference between those two? Are they
I don't
similar
know,
enough that I
croque, can... A croquette,
yeah.
I believe, is a fried thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I can see a world where, like, a little cafe is trying to be cute, and it's like, it's a mini croquette.
Yeah,
it's a ham and cheese croissant.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little croquette.
That's what I was thinking.
A croque monsieur is a ham and cheese grilled cheese, I believe... whatever, but it becomes a croque madame if you put an egg on top.
Yes, yes. It becomes a little lady.
Because it's supposed to be a bosom.
Uh-huh, a little bosom, perhaps. Yeah. Yes. Well, I saw somebody eating that, and I was like, oh, it's a little croque. And I was trying to explain what it was, because nobody was in the room was like, what are you talking about? Right. I was like, oh, it's like a little croquette. Here, let me look it up. And I looked up croquette, and I was like, okay, so that's not a food. And I had the Google game. Search for croquette.
Yeah, exactly. The little fucking where you put the ball in between the little.
And it got me thinking that if they ever do it, when it gets a little warmer out, I think we should take it up competitively.
Oh yeah, I think I could be one of the best croquet. I could be one of the best ones to ever do
it. It's a gentleman's sport.
Yeah,
but it's ruthless.
Is it ruthless?
You can knock people out. Yeah, I mean, like it's really.
No, you can't. Knock
yeah, you do. You
out.
Knock the balls out.
But who's getting hit in the head? You don't wear a helmet or something?
No, you don't. No, you don't knock them over the head or anything like that. You right. knock. The point is that you want to hit the balls. If your ball gets hit like three times,
you know
by
how to play
ball,
this game.
I do. I actually grew up playing croquet.
Where did you grow up playing?
We had
croquet?
We had it upstate. We had like a children's croquet kind
and
of
and you actually
set.
Learned the rules?
I learned the rules. If you hit I keep forgetting that it's a game or a sport or
it's
whatever
a game,
it is.
Yeah.
But if you hit the ball, I think if you hit the ball like three times, then you're out of the game. So like people are going after everybody's balls.
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like this play I'm in.
Oh yeah, and that's the people that you're gonna play.
I'm in a little play, guys. I'm in a little. I can. Have I not talked about this yet on here? I feel
remember.
Like I might have. I'm in a little play. It's a little grinder date. It's a little grinder hookup. I'm gay. Yeah. I'm what they call gay for pay again.
Gay for pay.
Uh huh.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because you're not gay.
I'm not gay.
But you're being
but if
paid
you pay
to
me,
be an actor. To be
I can.
Gay.
Yeah, I can gay for pay it.
Right.
I don't know if that's the term, but someone has used that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I bet. Are you worried at all about backlash from gay people being like, I should have had that role?
I don't know. I feel like everybody's kind of excited to just go see it. I hope that they like it.
Right.
I hope that they
undoubtedly.
Like it. Yeah. We did get a Joel, who's the other actor in it, Joel Myers, gets little like Instagram DMs from people. I'm not getting anything.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not.
Are
know.
You checking your requests?
I am checking my requests. Nobody's
oh,
interested.
Wow. Hidden requests?
Yeah, hidden requests too. No one's interested. But they Joel got one, and because we posted a little picture of us being smiley on a little date today,
right? Yeah.
And somebody said, someone's like, y'all's smiles would make it make this trip worth coming in from Baltimore. You know, I how y'all so pretty.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, that's really sweet.
That is
that's
sweet.
Really sweet. But I think he gets more because he's a little Harry Potter guy. Like he's a Harry Potter fella. He was in the Broadway show. So he's got bigger fans than me.
Oh, I know? Understand.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a cursed child.
He was a cursed child.
Cursed.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Well, aren't we all at the end of the day?
I mean, you grow up with trauma is
you do.
The big thing.
You do.
Do you have any trauma you want to talk about?
It's just life's easier when you forgive your parents.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right.
You ever think that?
No.
I think it might be.
No, I'm a very lucky fella. Look at me.
Look at this guy. I feel like we're, I think, what have we had to complain about?
I think we're
rock young,
solid.
We're dumb, we're
full of cum. Full of cum, kids. That's the key to happiness. How much cum can you have?
Well, that's what Mike LaMarca used to say. If you hold up, you save up.
Mike is big on semen retention.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which to me, I'm starting to think like, you know what? I'm getting to the age. I feel like I should hold on to some of it too.
You want
to
hold back on some?
I'm just
save it up.
You know, I just want to take care of myself.
I don't think it's. I think it's better to release it.
Yeah, you don't like it.
I think it's poison. I think it's poison. I think it's absolute poison.
You gotta get rid of it.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's bad. I think it's yeah. From a psychological standpoint.
What do you think about eunuchs?
Yeah, they gotta stop that. They gotta stop that. Are they still doing that to this
day?
I
think they still might.
They're still chopping balls.
No, they. I don't think they do. I don't think they do it like for real. But like maybe like
they do it as a joke.
Yeah, I think
what do
maybe
you mean?
As like a gaffe or something like that.
Like a got your nose situation.
Yeah, a little something like got your ball.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't think they do it like for religious or like royal, like royalty, because it used to have to have one. Right?
I know there's that guy from Game of Thrones, and he's like the town gossip or whatever.
Yeah, you need to.
I only finished season one, no spoilers.
Back in the day, well, that's what he was. Like back in the day, you needed to have one. You were just like, I just got to have my eunuch.
What was the purpose that they served? Why did they do that?
They thought that they would maybe be a little smarter because they didn't spend all that time thinking about fucking around.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I think that's sound logical.
I think it makes a lot of sense,
I think
right?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so they were like, okay, well, let's just get a little smart guy.
Get a smart guy. Have no fucking for you.
Yeah.
Now, is it something that you need to opt in, or is it like...
It's something that's assigned to you.
Assigned at birth.
It's assigned at birth.
Damn.
They take one look at you, and they're like, no.
This one, nobody's going to fuck this one.
They don't think
they tried to do that with me.
Yeah.
They tried to do that with me. I said,
Well, you know what was, we were talking about this in rehearsal earlier, not eunuchs, but somebody a friend of ours got a vasectomy.
I'm interested.
Yeah, got a vasectomy, right? And he was Jewish. So the other thing is that it's a Jewish play.
Kevin
right?
Ridoff, friend of the pod, he's famously vasected.
Yeah, famously vasected. And I don't know, famously Jewish? Don't think so.
Not my business.
Doesn't seem
I don't
right.
talk religion.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't see color.
I don't see color.
But
I don't want to know if you have balls.
Well, where this guy was like, he wasn't in the city. He was somewhere else. And he was like, I need to get a vasectomy. And it's, I guess, a little harder to do it in where I am or whatever. Right. I don't know why that would be a difficult thing to do. But he, like, got this appointment. It was, like, the only doctor that was doing it in town. And he, like booked it and got the procedure done. And it was, he found out later, the doctor who did it was a Republican congressman. Yeah.
But.
And who just happens to be like a guy, a doctor in his time, you know, or whatever.
Congressman?
I think it was congressman. I think that's what they said.
They're not paying congressmen livable wages?
I think he does both.
He does Congress on the side?
I think he does vasectomies on the side.
He does vasectomies on the side
yeah,
to Congress?
I think so. And the guy said he was like, this guy he normally doesn't like vasectomies, but I think he gave me mine because I'm Jewish and he doesn't want me procreating.
Oh,
what do you think of that?
Oh, so this doctor is not only a congressman doing vasectomies on the side.
Uh-huh.
He's also doing vasectomies for the sake of eugenics?
Yeah. That's what they were perhaps concerned about. To me, that's scary. I get scared that I'm going to wake up someone who will have done it to me.
To me, I'm like, somebody clicked this video because they wanted to see a top 10 Pokemon list.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about eradicating Jews?
No, we're just talking about the vasectomy process. Look, this is what's been going on.
You go, look, I'm all for eradicating Jews.
No, I'm talking about, this is what's been in the zeitgeist of this rehearsal room. We're talking about how we're feeling uncomfortable. I'll tell you, when Kanye West did the Nazi thing.
That's crazy, dog.
When he did that, that was the first time, like, maybe in my life where I was like, oh shit, I might be in trouble, dude.
His wife divorced him.
Yeah, yeah.
No prenup.
No prenup or nothing.
And he hollered, we want prenup.
Well, that wasn't him. That was Jamie Foxx.
No, he says that.
Who says that in that song? Is it both
Holla,
of them?
We want prenup. We want
I
prenup.
I thought it was Jamie.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I have to remember
to
it.
Because when she leaves, your ass, she going to leave.
Yeah,
because
Jamie's got the higher voice.
18 years.
She gave you money.
There you are.
When I'm in need.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a trifling. Anyways, hey, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and
How
subscribe.
How crazy if you made it this far in the video,
yeah,
huh?
Absolutely
Come
not.
On through.
Leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. If you want to leave a 5-star review, leave a 4-star review. If you don't leave a 4-star review, come on. Look what ChatGPT said about us.
Yeah, come on. It's good.
Instead, what you do is you join our Discord for absolutely free. And then if you want to get to the meat of the discussion is you click that notification bell on YouTube and you leave a comment. I reply to every single comment. You can check my work. But if you want to say, hey, man, fuck all that. I just want to give you money. What did I do?
You can...
You always come in a little too hot.
Yeah, I did. You know, it's true. For $5 a month.
And it's damn near free.
Which is damn near free if you don't consider five close to one.
it's only four away from one.
Yeah. For $5 a month, you can become a member of the channel, a bellend of the ball, as they say. You get early access to the videos the second they're done and uploaded. You can see them. And you get some secret videos that not everybody knows about. But also, on our VIP Discord channel, the Discord is free, but you can join in our thing and talk to us.
Secret room,
exactly. The room where it happens. you can go over and talk to us. Twice a month, tell us what you want to see done. Help us out. Help us steer us in the right direction. What do you want to see done on this channel?
I want to know.
But maybe you don't want to do any of that. Maybe you don't want to watch this channel. In which case, go to the link in the description below. Get yourself a merchandise with our face on it. You can get yourself a little shoe. You can get yourself a little shoe. You can get yourself a sock to go in that shoe.
Only one, though.
I gave you two. you bought it twice. You could buy two shoes. It's fine.
It's okay. Okay.
Yeah,
we only sell Lucy's.
Lucy's. We only sell left shoes.
Do you have anything else to say?
I got nothing else to say.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
What is this?
You don't like
what
that?
Happened here?
You don't like that?
What are you? What do you work at BuzzFeed?
It's a little mustache. I've had all these stickers, and I've never been a laptop sticker.
Yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
It's always a little bit obnoxious.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I wanted to get rid of them. I was doing a deep clean, and I said, you know
found
what?
All these stickers, they're going on my laptop.
I said, how funny would it be if I put a mustache on my laptop?
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, well,
disgusted by you.